Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Just as is the case in the American tight oil or shale oil plays, things in the Canadian tar sands are breaking down fast these days, and for the same reason. Wringing the last few barrels of oil out of the earth is proving to be far more expensive and difficult than hoped. 2 weeks ago, the Norwegian energy giant Statoil postponed for at least 3 years building a new tar sands project designed to pump 40,000 barrels a day. Earlier this year, Total SA of France, the fifth largest oil company in the world, suspended operations at its $10 billion oil sands mine while it tries to figure out a way to make a profit. And Shell announced in February indefinite suspension of work on a prospective 200,000 barrel a day mine. The same Shell that has been quietly folding its $13 billion hand in the U.S. shale oil bonanza and tiptoeing from the building? Yes, the very same. Meanwhile, the U.S. government remains catatonic about deciding whether to permit a pipeline to be built from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico to carry a product that no one seems to be able to produce profitably to refineries whose customers are all overseas. About the product, it's not crude oil. It's cruder than that. It's called dilbit, short for diluted bitumen. It's thicker and more corrosive than crude, making it impossible to pipeline unless it's diluted with highly volatile and toxic fluids that make dilbit more flammable and toxic than crude, which means more spectacular explosions and sicker people when things go wrong. And it is hideously expensive to produce. Scraping, washing, or steaming it out of the ground takes copious amounts of fuel for machines the size of apartment houses. Heating it to separate the tar from the sand takes enough natural gas to boil the Great Lakes. And washing it takes enough water to fill a Great Lake every day. These amounts, by the way, are approximated for your easy comprehension. And approximated means, as it does in every writing about oil pretty much, made up. Seriously, and more precisely, a study last year found that for every unit of energy used to bring crude oil to market, the crude returned 25 units of energy when burned. For dilbit boiled out of the ground, the return was 2.9 units. The author of the study said that if you take everything into account, it looks more like 1-to-1. After all this, the product must be sold cheaply because, from a refiner's point of view, it is a terrible product, much harder to convert to a usable fuel than any crude. The usual discount is $20 to $30 per barrel below the prevailing price for crude. Even at crude prices of $100 per barrel, dilbit rarely breaks even. Now that crude is running $10 below that, dilbit is even more snake bit. Costs of labor, infrastructure, and transportation are rising in the tar pits, even as the global price of oil is temporarily falling. According to one analyst quoted by the Financial Post, even with oil at more than $100 per barrel, some large producers have been canceling projects because higher costs have crimped returns. And another said that a number of oil sands projects would be economically impractical at oil prices below $130 per barrel. Because they are even more exposed to the accursed economics of oil than its other forms, the tar sands demonstrate sooner and more clearly what is happening to the industry. Rising prices of production as the oil gets even harder to find and extract. Falling prices in the marketplace, not because of increasing supply, as the media talking heads would have it, but because increasingly people can't afford to buy the stuff. And a flight of capital as the masters of the universe furiously stuff their cash under their mattresses. They are beginning to wish they had never touched the tar sands baby. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.